26 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah for Q&A this Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Zulhijjah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the messengers and prophets, peace be upon them, alayhim wassalatu wassalam, and verses 87 and 88. So today we discuss the incident of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jonah, peace be upon him. A brief background: he was sent to the people of Nineveh, and that is near Mosul. In Arabic Islamic terminology, Mosul. And the Westerners say Mosul, M-O-S-U-L. But rather we keep to the Islamic term Mosul. And there were more than 100,000 people. He invited them, but they would not listen to the message or the messenger. And then he left. Without the permission of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the people knew that this is a messenger, very pious person. And when he went into the boat, into the ship, then they did not even take money from him. And then there was a huge storm and so forth. So they realized that somebody committed a mistake or some crime, some sin. So he, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, told them that, okay, we have a raffle, and the raffle, his name came out. So that was their custom also, that, you know, even if Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam did not tell them. So thrice his name came out, so he told them, yes, I made a mistake. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are protected by divine protection from sin and vices. And it is that I did not take permission from Almighty Allah. And then he was cast into the ocean, into the sea, and then the whale then swallowed him, and thereafter he stayed in the belly of the whale of the fish for 3 days. Some ulama say 40 days, be that as it may. And then whilst in the belly of the fish, he read the supplication, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minal zalimeen. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala rescued him. And this is not only for him, this is for every person who has worry, sorry, anxiety. Read this verse abundantly, profusely, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will assist and help us. And that is our 100% firm belief and conviction. So therefore, this is a great incident. Let's read, and then we'll juxtapose it, compare it with what the Bible says. So Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 21, surah 21, verses 87-88. Wadhannun. You know another place in the noble Quran, Almighty Allah states, وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. You must not be like the companion of the fish. Meaning Almighty Allah is informing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that never be hasty, wait for the command of Almighty Allah. Obviously Nabi alayhi salatu salam will not do that, but this is a lesson to elevate the rank of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to elevate the rank of Yunus bin Matta. That was his name. And if you want this reference, chapter 68, Surah Qalam, verse 48, chapter 68 and verse 48. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us within noon, and remember the companion of the fish. Now whether it's a whale or what have you, so it's fine, there are all these possibilities. Is Dhahaba Mughadiba, when he left the people. Mughadiba, he was in a fury, in a rage, in a anger. Why are the people not accepting the message of the messenger? So he left without the permission of Almighty Allah from Ninwa. Fadwanna Allah Naqdira Alay. Be careful how you translate. And he thought that Allah Naqdira Alay. You can never translate and say that he thought that Almighty Allah has no power over him. Nay, that's 100% unacceptable. Allah Naqdira Alay, from the word Qadr Taqdir, that he thought that we will not pass a verdict against him. He did not know that we will pass a judgment against him. He thought that nothing will happen. That was his ijtihad and a mistake, error in judgment. Fanada, then the fish and the whale swallowed him. Fanada fi zulumat, then he cried to Almighty Allah, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, peace be upon him. In the darknesses, many darknesses, darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the belly of the fish. Allah ilaha illa anta subhanak, truly there is none worthy of worship but you. Everlasting glory, glory be for you, Subhanak. Almighty Allah transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. He's more perfect than the word perfect. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Now when you translate it for Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, for Prophet Jonah, peace be upon him, the translation will be, indeed it was an error in judgment, my mistake. But when we translate it for ordinary people like me and you mortals, then we translate it differently. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. I am the wrongdoer. I am the oppressor. Oppressor of my soul. Oppressor of myself. Or oppressor of others. Allah forbid. So that is how we will translate it. So always know how to translate it differently. For the Prophet and Messenger, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, and us ordinary people and mortals. So he stayed in the belly of the fish for 3 nights and 3 days. First the Jabana Lahu, and then we accepted his dua and supplication. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ, and thereafter that we rescued him from the sadness and the grief. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and similarly we will rescue the believers. Imagine that this was the miracle of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jonah, peace be upon him. But for us, Allah gave us a solution. Today when we look at the world, 7+ billion people, more than 6 billion people live a life of worry, sorry, anxiety. So whenever you're down and out, read abundantly. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. So here there are 3 lessons. Ulama have written, number 1, when you are down and out, worry, sorry, anxiety, chapter 21, verse 87. When you feel people are plotting, planning, scheming against you, chapter 40, verse 44. Chapter 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Then verily Almighty Allah states that I'm handing over my matters to you, Allah. Allah is all observing over his servants. In the very next verse, like how, yeah, Allah gives us the great tidings. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah will protect that person from those who are plotting, planning, scheming against him or her. And the third one, when you live in fear, you know the criminals, the gangsters, and so forth are plotting, planning against you. They're going to attack you, Allah forbid. Chapter 3, verse 173. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters, our affairs. So in the very next verse, Allah says, wa fadlil lam yamsashum su, through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, no harm comes to them. So imagine, these are the miracles of the Quran Sharif for all times, all places. You, my Christians, that I want you to listen carefully, and the Jutlas, Jews, will address them just now. First, you, the Christians, you should go to Matthew and chapter 12, verse 40. I repeat, every Christian listening to this program now, pass the message on to your brethren and tell them that Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. So I'm paraphrasing it now. So there the Bible reads, and Jonah will be in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Just like you will be, you must remember, Jesus will be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. I repeat, I'm paraphrasing it. Chapter 12, verse 40 of Matthew. You, Jonah, you will be in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And you, Jesus, peace be upon all of them, they are prophets and messengers, you will be in the heart of the earth and of the soil for 3 nights and 3 days. So we count now that when they speak about Jesus was crucified, we as Muslims reject that totally. Nor was he killed, nor was he crucified. Wama katalu, wama salabu. Second one, then the Christians say he was buried in the holy sepulchre. I visited all these places with the help and mercy of Allah. So their own Bible, own belief teaches them. Friday evening, Friday night, he was placed in the tomb. So Friday night, Saturday the whole day, then Saturday night. So it's 1 day and two nights. Sunday morning when Mary Magdalene comes, the tomb is empty. So you Christians have a lot to answer, whether it is the Pope, whether it is the pastor, whether it is the reverend, whoever it is. So you will have to answer. That how come one side in Matthew you have chapter 12 verse 40, 3 days, three nights, but physically, practically, when you count, then it is 1 day and two nights only. So who's wrong? Is the Bible wrong? Is Christianity wrong? What you say, all you bishops? So think about it properly. Your Bible is interpolated, and there have been additions, omissions, interpolations, and remember so many different versions that even the virgins get confused. I see Maulana Arafat's voice is troubling him. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Shifai Kamil also. So Allah Jalla grant all of us Shifai Kamil and complete cure. Quickly, three types of news. America, they told the world that they are the superpower. But you see, in California, the fire is raging on with their technology, gadgets, nuclear. None of them can stop it. Almighty Allah is teaching them such a lesson. And remember, California is the area that always they have huge fires. Almighty Allah is teaching them, in a split second, I can destroy you and your entire country. That is Almighty Allah's power. We go to Russia and we salute you, Putin, and the Russian regime. You're a harami, 100%. We got no doubt about that. But we need one harami, one B with a capital B, to deal with the other haramis. So what the Russians did, they kicked out the Jewish agency from Russia, who were recruiting more and more Jutlas and Jews to make Aliyah. Aliyah means to migrate trade from Russia to Israel. So that agency, they kicked them out and said that you are no more allowed here. So very good you do that. And anybody else kicks out the Israelis, we are 100% behind you and we will salute you. Now you see, everybody wants alliances. Everybody wants support. So Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, is there in Cairo and is addressing the Arabs and the Arab foreign ministers that we will do this for you, we will do that for you, and so forth. They know they hold the trump cards, the gas is in their hand, the oil is there by them, the grain and wheat is there by them, and Ukraine, they have finished it up with their allies and so forth. So now they are building bridges here in Africa, and what they are doing, that we and China will take care of your airports and ports, and we will take food, your gas and your energy and your food. So that is the strategy they're using. So obviously everybody got their own hidden agenda and ulterior motive, but rather we support Russia than supporting all these others. That is what we say in this case and this scenario. Inshallah, today between 8:30 and 9, I will be here with Maulana Zahid Khan. We'll be discussing Denmark, inshallah. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today, chapter 59, Surah Hashr, will be our starting point. And thereafter, 2 to 2:30, report back. Wonderful trip we had to Heidelberg, Belfort. And we'll discuss about that and many other related issues. Very interesting. 8 to 10, inshallah, will be the Q&A tonight live with Maulana Arafat Atia and on Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Was that the brother from Benoni says that you praise Putin so much? See what Putin did. Russian attack killed 7, including 4 children from Syria. Stop praising him and refrain your statement, Muftiki. Allah's anger is on us.
Remember this, we told you 100 times Putin is a harami, and we praise him when he attacks Ukraine. We praise him when he attacks the Americans and NATO. We praise him when he kicks out the Jewish agencies. Never do we praise anybody when they murder and kill Muslims. So therefore, we introduce him as a harami. So if you can't read that, then that's not my fault. That's your fault, brother. Maybe check your ears. There's some wax there inside.
Somebody says, my question is, throwing money to not readers or singers halal in a state of excitement, Ustad?
Not permissible. All this is, remember, Surah 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That people who squander their wealth, remember that they are the brothers of Shaitan, the Quran Karim states. First of all, these not readers and so forth, they will speak about love for Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will speak about the love of Medina. We don't say all, but many of them don't even have a beard. They shave their beard and so forth. So what love they speaking about? Second one, this is a profession for them. How you get professional beggars? They know horses for courses. They know what to read and where to read. So to give people like this money, pesa, fek, or tamasha, dek, that's what they say in Urdu. Throw your money and watch the exhibition and so forth. So that is unacceptable. Today people are doing all this just for show, and these people collecting all this, this is their profession, and to do this in a masjid or wherever is worse, remember. So our fatwa regarding that issue, sometimes the wording also unacceptable of these people, but people don't even understand what they are reading, but they say wah wah shabash kalender and so forth. So definitely not permissible. People do that for Qawwali also. Since when music and musical instruments are permissible? All that haram and not permissible. I told you on several occasions, go read these 3 books in Arabic, Tahrimu Alati Twarb by Sheikh Albani Rahimullah. Excellent book to show musical instruments are haram and not permissible. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, passed away in Shawwal 76. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib's book, Islam or Musiki, Islam and Music. You don't know Arabic or Urdu, then read the English work. That is Khalid Baig, Khalid Baig, Baig, and that is Slippery Stone, a wonderful, excellent book by Khalid Baig. So read it and you will find your answers there.
I see Brother Ronnie says that AKZ is a sin to buy your driver's license using the same instructor, because government employers are just a rip-off and waste our time. Everything is about money and taxes.
Ronnie. Remember, my brother Ronnie, that when the system is corrupt, then it don't mean we have to be corrupt. The Quran Sharif has mentioned a wonderful golden rule. And look at it, study it, and implement it. What is the golden rule, my brother Ronnie? Chapter 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَوَنُوا al-birri wa taqwa. You must cooperate with one another in piety and righteousness. So in good actions, we cooperate and assist one another. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not cooperate and assist with others when they involve in sin and transgression. So let's take your example. You need license, your son needs license, what have you. So when you go there, then they keep on failing them once, twice, thrice. But if you put money down, so then they will pass you. So why you don't go with the secret, you know, phone or secret recorder, what have you, and you have all the evidence, and today, you know, you can catch them red-handed. You must expose them in the public media, social media, take it to the authorities who are prepared to listen, and so forth. In cases like this, we must name them and shame them. You giving money, then we all become part of the cycle of corruption. Then corruption is not a one-way traffic, it's a two-way traffic, my brother Ronnie. So we're not helping the South African community, society, public. We are part of the problem rather than becoming part of the solution. So that is what Islam teaches us.
I see Dr. Sab says, did you hear of Dr. Mark McDonald, the psychiatrist, saying take your kids out of school now? Please explain, Ustaz, Dr. Sab.
Yes, 100%. I sent it to our team also. And I agree with him. And if you're listening to my program, you will understand. This doctor, who's a big shot psychiatrist, physician, call him whatever you want to in America, he addressed the Americans and told them, take your children out from school now, immediately. Not next year, next month, immediately. Why? He said, when I look at the public schools, so then the curriculum syllabi was first, that it had this, it had that. So I used to encourage people that take them out. When I look at the private schools, they also have huge, huge problems. So to cut a long story short, you must remember what I taught in the schools today. So they will teach you LGBT. They will teach you about abortion. They will teach you about evolution. They will teach you about every haram thing against Islam. He doesn't use Islam, but he will say the ethics or the morals or religion, general term and connotation. So we know when you enter your son, your daughter into a school or a college or university, and they are going to influence them negatively, where many a time your faith will be eroded and it will be compromised. So are we not guilty of sending our children to the places of kufr and blasphemy? And they'll become ideal candidates, Allah forbid, for irtidad and murtad and leaving and exiting the fold of Islam. So I agree with him 100%. Remember this, that in my day, in my age, in our day, our age, we should not be sending our children to school, university, colleges. The best way to study nowadays, for schooling, do homeschooling. You want to study in a college, university, do so via correspondence. You don't have to go to a toxic environment. And if they ask you a question and you know that that is against Islam, you write the answer they want and tell them this is what you say. But Islam says A, B, C, X, Y, Z. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That Allah gives honor to whoever He wants. Allah does graces whomsoever He wants. So that is what we must always explain to humanity.
I see, Joe Mona says that you heard of Al Jazeera's news saying that some missile attacks came from the United States of America. Not everything about the Jews, the Jutlas. Jonah Ustad.
Hey, Jonah, what you say, my Jutla brother? Brother in humanity. So he's listening to us every day. That's nice, Jonah. You must keep on listening to us. So what you say, Putin kicked out now, remember the Jewish agency. Israel, you don't have place for one Palestinian. 6 million Palestinians, Jonah. I'm posing this question to you and every Jutla and every Zionist. You don't have place for one Palestinian, but there are 6 million Palestinians in the diaspora whose motherland, homeland is Palestine, and they are there longer than you, Jonah, you, your family, and your forefathers, but they don't have the right of return, as you say and your government says, the Israeli rogue Zionist regime. But you have agency in Moscow, or you had, or other places, recruiting Jews for Aliyah. Come to Israel, come to Israel. How do you reconcile that, my brother Jonah? So we don't have hatred for the Jews per se. We have hatred for the Jews' policies and their actions and speech. Remember that. The religion, you find in the sense that you're a religion. But what happened is that you came and then you added additions, omissions, and interpolations came, and then you started saying that you're the selected chosen people and the selected race. So we are countering that argument and saying, no, you are the cursed nation and you will be punished till the day of Qiyamah. Chapter 7, verse 167 of the Noble Quran. That is what we say, Brother Jonah. You must sift out the facts from the fiction.
Somebody says, Ustad, please advise our youth about the Qatar World Cup, Ustad.
100% remember, this is what the media does. The media will create a hype and tell you that the first Muslim country to host the World Cup, the first Arab country to host the World Cup, and look at what things they are offering and so forth. I told you 1,000 times, 100 times, professional sport in Islam is haram. Whether it's soccer, whether it's cricket, whether it's tennis, rugby, whatever you want to. And look at how much compromises you'll have to make. First of all, Qatar will have to sell alcohol. Whether they sell it on the land or whether they sell it on the water, they say some ships will be brought in and they'll be selling it from the ships and the boats. So all that Islamically is unacceptable. How many women will come in and offer their services? And so many things will be going on. The LGBT is a big challenge for them. Will they allow them? Will they not allow them? So South Africa hosted the World Cup 2010. How many promises were made? South Africa will make money and make millions and billions. What happened to majority of the stadia? Became white elephants. Until today, you have to pay for all those things and maintain it. So all these type of things for a person, South Africa, America, Europe, wherever. And you're going from here to Qatar, Doha, wherever for the World Cup, that journey is haram, that stay is haram, and everything is haram. That is Islam, and we don't curry favor with any person, any politician, any organization, or any government. We have to protect the deen and Islam in its pristine purity.
Let's go to a new lesson, Ustad. He says, from USA, Devon in America, AK, it's snowing by us and we use chains to put over our tires to drive through the snow to work daily. In South Africa, it barely snows. Sir, tell your people to be grateful for small mercies. Alexandra from America, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Alexandra, but I have to change the one word in your question. The small mercies and small bounties, no. Every bounty and favor of Almighty Allah is a great, great bounty and favor, my brother Alexandra. I know a about that. In 2000, I visited America twice. And when I visited you in December, and it was end of December, whole December I was there, end of November and December. So I saw the snow, and I saw what they do, and all the trucks and what have you, and what problems it causes. Then to Canada, even worse there, and so forth. So yes, my brother, this is all Almighty Allah's mercy. He's showing you America, that you say you are the superpower, but how you can't even control the fires in California, you can't even control the snow, you can't control the winds. So nothing you can control. Everything is solely, only, exclusively in the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now imagine, you have to put chains and your shuffles and what, then the trucks come, try and remove the salt and use the salt and remove the snow and what have you. I saw all this myself, my brother. So Almighty Allah make it easy for you, and not say that this is a small bounty. Say, oh Almighty Allah, wa in ta'uddu ni'mat Allah la tuhsuha. If you count one bounty, Almighty Allah uses the singular to show us every bounty of Almighty Allah is a great bounty and great favor. Wa in ta'uddu ni'mat Allah la tuhsuha. You will never be able to encompass it and understand it and enumerate it, because it is ever recurring and ever showering. So read 2 rakat salatu shukr and thank Almighty Allah for his ever recurring bounties. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, and verse number 24. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. That's verse number 14 and verse number 34. Not 24, 34. Chapter 14, verse 34. So you will find it there, inshallah.
Ustad, there's an alim saying that, Mufti Sahib, if I have my reasons not to like you, so can I go to people and tell them not to like you? I'm against your statements at times. And Ali Mustad.
Yes, 100%. You must remember, nobody is asking to like and don't like. But you should ask yourself, what is your intention? If your intention is to make propaganda, then you will get disgrace. How many people opposed us for the past 20 years or more, and today where they are? So you can see yourself how Allah is disgracing them on the TV, disgracing them and the public media, disgracing them in the... So if your idea is to oppose the Bahaq that we speak, then you will pay a heavy price. And if you don't like the way we speak, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا وَزَاهِكُ. People don't like Allah Jalla Wala. People don't like Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who are we? We are not here to curry favor with you or anybody else. We are here to present the deen of Islam in its pristine purity, without compromising, without apologetic. So you do what you want to, we don't get intimidated. We read Rabbin Surni Alal Qawm Al Mufsideen. Oh Almighty Allah, assist me against the troublemakers and mischief makers. That is, we leave it to Almighty Allah. And then you see who Almighty Allah he helps, and they receive honor, and who Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces. You can see the social media, what is happening in the past 3-4 days. Humiliation, disgrace upon disgrace. Last question.
Ustad Bobby, Brother Bobby wants to know, we such citizens entitled not to vote at all while we get into trouble. Bobby, we start.
No, Bobby, in South Africa is a democracy. So I used to vote, then I stopped voting. You must remember, you can vote for ABC, you can vote for XYZ party, and if you want to abstain, so that also is your democratic right. Or you go and you vote and you put XX on 100 places there and you spoil the paper, so that also is your democratic right. So in South Africa, voting is not compulsory. So remember, this whole democracy is a sham. You know why? They know masses are S's. So that is how they fool them in 90% of the countries. So inshallah, Aziz, now 6 o'clock will be be the news with Brother Uwaisi, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, thereafter Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, and 7 o'clock news, and then Mawlana Zahid Khan. Barakallahu Fik. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.